Die minister van vervoer, Fikile Mbalula, het vandag die passasiersspooragentskap van Suid-Afrika of PRASA onder administratie geplaas en die tussentydse direksie ontbind. Mbalula het tydens 'n perskonferensie gesê drastiese stappe is nodig om die staatsbeheerde maatskappy te red. Dit volg nadat dienslewering die afgelope paar maande verswak het en daar ook aantuigings van finansiële ongeruimthede is. Die nuwe administreer is Bongi Sizwe Mpondo, wat voorheen by die SAL en SA Express betrokke was. Op die lyn is Sayanda Ali Payne, sy is 'n woordvoerder by die departement van vervoer. Ayanda, welcome to the show. What exactly does it mean that PRASA is now under administration?
Well, a very good evening to you and good evening to your listeners. Thank you very much for having us. So in essence, what happened today is the Minister of Transport spoke to the staff of PRASA. He addressed the country via the media. He also spoke to very critical stakeholders, being the unions, UNDU NOMSA and SATAWU. And all the stakeholders that the minister engaged today were all in agreement that something drastic needed to be done to save PRASA, as it were. All of them were in unison to say that the current state of affairs is dire and it needed urgent attention. And this is the urgent attention that the minister wanted to bring to PRASA. An administrator, in essence, embodies the work of a group CEO as well as the board. But what it does is that it cuts out the bureaucracy and the red tape that is what steals some of the time, because before decisions can be taken and enacted, it has such a long sequence of events that by the time the decision is taken, it takes such an extended period before the effects are felt on the ground. And so to turn around PRASA at the pace at which the minister required, which is the pace that many commuters require as well, and his administrator has been placed in a position to, put in effect some of those decisions that are critical in order to restoring the service of rail transportation in South Africa.
Has something happened since the beginning of November? Because in November, the minister still praised PRASA for improving some of their services, because this seems to be a drastic departure from that position.
Indeed, you'll know that the work of the war room in part is diagnostic. It must tease out with a fine-tooth comb some of those kinks and some of those discrepancies that lead to persistent failure in various areas of PRASA. So in the work of the war room, it was picked up that the pace of turnaround, although there has been progress, the Naspoort is one line that we can speak of where the minister himself visited and saw a steady increase in the number of train services that go there, the number of people who are there, but the change is not happening fast enough. People are still being late for work as a result of the trains. People are still being mugged and robbed on the platform. Cables are still being stolen at an alarming rate. There's still encroachment at some of these railway tracks. And so while there has been progress, it is not fast enough, firstly. But secondly, the financial state of affairs of PRASA still needed a careful consideration. I say this because the Auditor General handed PRASA a disclaimer. It's worse performance yet under the previous board that is now outgoing. And so the minister did want to acknowledge the work of the board. They are professionals, they are skilled individuals with expertise, but for the kind of change that PRASA needs, we needed to take drastic steps, decisive actions, and an administrator is one such action.
Who is the final decision maker here? Can the minister take such a decision, or does he need a board and presidential approval?
Well, all the necessary steps have been taken in order to place PRASA under administration. And it's very important for us to clarify that this is not a business rescue, as it were. This is a shorter period of time. 12 months is what the has outlined for Ms. Mbondo to say, you need to make sure that the findings of the AG are not repeated, at least going forward. But also, if you may remember, the Public Protector's derailed report and some of its recommendations, those are going to be some of the guidelines for Ms. Mbondo. And so in careful consideration, having consulted by and large, all the necessary boxes were ticked by the minister, his advisors, and all those who are around him in as far as this particular move is concerned, to also outline a service level agreement with Mr. Mbondo. It's all fine and well to say we've appointed an administrator, but what are his tasks? How do you measure his successes? And how do you hold him accountable? All those things also needed to be put down in place so that he must sign and he must be answerable as well come the end of his tenure.
And accountability, will the administrator also maybe initiate some investigations in potential irregularities?
So one of the tasks of the administrator is to do what we call consequence management, to see who has done what to bring PRASA to its knees as it is at the moment, and what course of action should be taken. Is it just enough for us to say this person will lose their job? Is it enough for us to say, let's see if we can try and retrieve or recover some of the monies that were lost? Is it enough for us to say perhaps criminal action should be taken? So all these are things that the administrator will then have the power to effect. But I think also, let me hasten to add that the administrator is not going to wake up in the morning and do things all willy-nilly. He himself must be accountable to the rules and regulations and the laws that pertain to governance in South Africa. But more importantly, also Treasury. Remember, if there's any deviation that is sought, maybe if you would like to move some of the CAPEX or the OPEX into CAPEX or vice versa, whatever he needs to do to deviate from the norm, he would have to get approval from Treasury. And so that is something that will stand in good stead and curtail at least his powers so that he himself does his job with due diligence and doesn't run roughshod over all that is legal in this here republic.
Ayanda, thank you so much for your time. That was Ayanda Alipayne, en sy is 'n woordvoerder by die minister van vervoer of die departement van vervoer. Nerina, iets het gebeur. Is die tweede staatsbeheerde instelling waar daar ingryping is?
Ja,
wat
ja.
Dink jy?
Ek dink dit is baie goed dat daar hierdie ingryping is, maar nogal 'n groot verskil tussen wat by PRASA gebeur het vandag en wat by SAL gebeur het. En ek dink ek verstaan nou beter die verskil tussen under administration en business rescue. Business rescue, soos die Engelsman sê, is 'n regsproses. En met ander woorde, daar word deur 'n hof aangestel en die aandeelhouer, met ander woorde die regering, verloor eintlik baie van sy sê en van sy reg. Wat ons in hierdie situasie het, is minister Malula en Tesorie het nog steeds 'n baie direkte beheer oor wat daar gebeur. Wat sal interessant wees om te sien is wat as die minister van vervoer en Tesorie nie saamstem oor wat moet gebeur nie. Wie gaan dan die sterkste mag hê in hierdie magstryd? Maar ek dink die feit dat ons aksie sien hieromtrent is baie, baie goed.
Ja, ek sien ons het vir Jan Oberholzer gekry. Hy is die bedryfshoof van Eskom. Ons gaan net so voor 7 met hom gesels oor beurtkrag fase 6 wat vanmiddag in werking getree het. Maar na die advertensiebreek gesels ons met David de Villiers. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Alexander Forbes.